Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are some things that people can invest in? And we're in America's heartland, and you know, live cattle is one of the things, one of the biggest commodities there.
Absolutely.
And so when we brought up the topic, you know, people were just kind of taken back, like, huh? And I'm like, well, these are the things that are around you. Like, well, yeah, we can, yeah, you're using an iPhone. Yeah, you have Microsoft Word. Yeah, you might be driving a Tesla. Those are the obvious ones, right? But like, look at the world around you. Where do people go to work? Right? What are the biggest industries in these states, in Texas, in Oklahoma, in Kansas, in Iowa? What are the biggest industries there? Right? If you, I mean, it's like one of those things that's in plain sight, but we kind of just are looking at it as an opportunity. But it's one of those things like, yeah, these are the commodities that businesses are thriving in where you live. New York City? Yeah, probably not as obvious, right? Because we don't see it. But in the heart of America, yeah, these are the things that are thriving.
You have to look at everything that we buy, consume, or see. There's a company that is making money off of it. And if you look at the derivatives market, there's a way you can trade it to make money off of it. So like cotton from the shirt, diamond, silver, gold. That's when people are like, is something a good investment or not? And it's like, it depends on time frame you're looking to hold. But everyone was talking about the egg crisis 2 or 3 weeks ago. Like gold is a good hedge when the market is going down. There's always a way to like build a portfolio that allows you to hedge and make money in any market. And that's a sign of a great trader or investor. Regardless of what the market is doing, you are calibrated to win and have it to the upside. So put on gold, silver, palladium, live cattle, wheat, crude oil on your watch list on the commodity side, cocoa as well.
And in 2022, the best performing commodities were coal, number one, lithium, number two, which we spoke about the past couple of weeks, and nickel. Things that we don't think about, but obviously we brought them up. So just keep it in your mind, keep it on your watch list. Just be aware that these things are happening.
Let's talk about your thoughts on Oracle and corn futures.
Oracle is a legacy 1990s born company, but when I was doing my research over the weekend, they've been pushing up a little bit since the beginning of last year. I don't think it's one of the sexiest companies to have, this is like if you're older, maybe from 40 to 75, Oracle's like a safe company to invest in. I like it around $57.50. It should get back to $97.38 within the next 18 to 24 months. There's a lot of ways they've mismanaged the company and why they are not like a top 10 company in tech. But if you look at the history of the chart, I mean, of course, in the 80s, I mean, the 90s, it was at a super low price, like at $5, $10, right? But even going back to 2020, we were at $40.22. It's now at $87. Wasn't that much drawdown. And if I look at year over year, the volume is always steady. They have very few quarters where they end up losing or bleeding out money. So if you want a safer tech stock that isn't going to draw down your portfolio, that'll give you like slow and steady gains, this kind of like reminds me like of like John Deere a little bit. Like it'll be slow and steady. You're not going to be able to tweet out that you got 300% gain, but you won't lose any sleep over this one. So Oracle is something I would definitely add to your watch list if you're a little bit older and you're looking for technology exposure, but don't want the erratic volatility of like a Meta or a Snapchat. So I like Oracle a lot.
When we talk about, and you brought up volume, I brought up volume earlier. Is there a threshold number, especially if I'm a new investor, that I should be looking at? Is it 1 million trades or is it between 5 to 10? Is there a threshold that would be key for somebody who's trying to invest in a stock?
At least has to have a 500,000 shares traded year over year minimum, at least. A quick tool, though, that people can use that I haven't talked about before. I think I talked about it at a live show last year. So you know how you can use Fibonacci retracements on a chart? You can also put them on the volume on your lower studies. So like I like to buy, if I'm going to do off volume only, I'll go like the entire chart. And maybe, well, this is something I can do at the live show in Los Angeles. But when it gets to like the drop of 90%, so 10% off the low, I would want to buy it there and then ride it up for 4 or 5 years. So if you look at Oracle, the last time the shares was that low, like was in 2009, the price was at $15. It's at $87.28 now. And also, if you know what those highs are based on your fibs, you'll know when you should exit as well. So if I look at ARKK, if you see what the volume has been high to low year over year, the volume is pretty of now for 2022 is back what it was in 2019. So, but if you come to the live show at Novo Theater, me, Troy, and Rashad, and special guests will be there. I will show you an illustration on how to use Fibonacci retracements on the volume to know when is the best time to get in. Back to you guys.
Yeah, maybe that's a session, right? We'll put the chart, an actual chart up, mm-hmm. so people can understand that the correlation between the volume inside of a stock, the relative strength and the correlation between them. Because, I mean, those are things when you just look at a chart, if you don't know, then you're just like, oh, okay, those are lines that are going up and down, and mm-hmm. what does it mean? But, I mean, they all obviously have a purpose, but understanding the deeper purpose for them, you know, it makes you a better investor.
Absolutely.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.